Last night, Senate debate between Republican incumbent Scott Brown and his Democratic challenger Elizabeth Warren focused on jobs, taxes, and how to cut the national debt. It was remarkably free of personal attacks. But in at least a few instances, the candidates didn't let facts get in the way of their arguments, as we hear from WBUR's Monica Brady Meyerhoff.
One of the hard-fought issues in the debate was the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, and how it affects Medicare. Brown said the bill raises taxes.
The federal bill, which my opponent supports and I don't, actually raises taxes, 18 new taxes that are about to click in, and some of them are actually doing that now. It also cuts, and I hope the seniors are listening, $750 billion from our seniors' Medicare, and that's something I can't support.
Warren countered.
You know, he raises the same old argument that there will be more than $700 billion taken out of Medicare. That's the same playbook that Mitt Romney used a week ago tonight. It was wrong then. It's wrong tonight.
First, Brown's assertion about taxes is true, says Stuart Altman, a professor of national health policy at Brandeis University.
Yeah, there's a bunch of new taxes now. They, A, go to support the funding for the Affordable Care Act, but they also indirectly help the Medicare program by pushing back the date when the trust fund goes bankrupt.
Altman adds the taxes mostly fall on high-income people or corporations. But Brown's assertion that $700 billion will be cut from Medicare and seniors should be worried is not true, says Altman.
You can make the case that there was a little truth to the argument that Medicare recipients would receive some reduction, but in general, it is a big white lie.
Altman says the savings comes primarily from hospitals and pharmaceutical companies.
They agreed to take smaller increases in Medicare payments in return for more money from the uninsured.
The debate focused mainly on issues, and because Brown has been in the Senate for 2.5 years, he has a voting record that Warren often attacked. Here she is on student loan debt.
Twice last year, Senator Brown voted to let student interest rates double. Why? Because it would have forced to pay for it, closing a loophole used by millionaires. In fact, it's called the Newt Gingrich loophole.
This is true that Brown voted against two versions of a bill to keep student interest rates low. His explanation is that he wanted the bill to be paid for by cost savings, not taxes.
There she goes again with regard to talking about student interest rates. I voted against it because I didn't want to see our small business owners pay $6 billion to pay for low interest rates.
Brown did support the compromise to keep rates low for students by changing how pension plans calculate interest. On women's issues, Warren came out with this strong attack.
But he's had exactly one chance to vote for equal pay for equal work, and he voted no. He had exactly one chance to vote for insurance coverage for birth control and other preventive services for women. He voted no. And he had exactly one chance to vote for a pro-choice woman from Massachusetts to the United States Supreme Court, and he voted no.
These statements are all true, but Brown says he does support equal pay, just not the proposed bill. And Brown repeated this several times.
We're both pro-choice. We both support Roe v. Wade.
Brown's voting record on choice issues is mixed. It's true, as he said last night, that he fought cuts to Planned Parenthood when the House tried to strip funding. But in another bill, he voted to cut funding entirely to Planned Parenthood. The political arm of Planned Parenthood has endorsed Warren. Massachusetts Citizens for Life President Ann Fox says Brown has a pro-life record, according to the National Right to Life organization, which scores legislators on bills that are important to them.
His first year he had 100%, and this year he has 80%. He does vote pro-life.
One of Brown's most cutting lines last night is shaky on the truth meter. When Warren said she fought for a new consumer protection agency, Brown came back with this zinger.
I commend you for your work on that. I voted for it. It never would have passed if I was not the deciding vote on the financial reform.
That's a bit of an exaggeration. The consumer protection bill, which was part of the Dodd-Frank Wall Street reform bill, was voted on twice in the Senate, and in both cases, it got more than a majority. The final bill passed 60-39. Brown was not the deciding vote, but was one of three Republicans who voted in favor of it. But his support was cited by Democrats as important.
That bit of debate fact-checking from WBUR's Monica Brady-Meyerov. Stay with us because up next, a Harvard political philosopher considers the moral limits of markets and what money can't buy. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.